Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Charlie and Lulu. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.org, send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Jack from New Jersey, Dylan from Riverside, Alabama, Lucy from Pennsylvania, Isaac from Oklahoma City, Connor and Michaela from Australia, Mateo from Vancouver, and Maple from Seattle. I'm so glad that you guys are in the Kid Short Stories family and a part of the Spy Kid team. Could not do this without you. Keep an eye out for Dr. Stinky Breath. He's everywhere. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. Is everyone ready to go? Charlie said very excitedly. He was holding on to his sister Lulu, who was sitting in the golf cart. They were headed to the beach. And do you know what beach they were at? They were at Fripp Island off the coast of South Carolina. This was one of their family's favorite places to go together, to get away and have a lot of fun together. Well, their whole family was there, even their grandparents. Do you guys like to go on vacations too? Yes, me and my family, we love to go on vacations. Actually, right now we are on a vacation to go fishing and we're having so much fun. And that is exactly what Charlie and Lulu are doing. Well, they had a very, very fast golf cart and they had to drive all the way to the beach, which wasn't that far, but it was really fun to zoom, zoom, zoom on the golf cart. You see, Charlie and Lulu, they were also a part of the Spy Kid team. And so when you're on the Spy Kid team, you're always looking for clues or you're always on high alert because you never know what kind of secret mission you could suddenly be thrown into. But, you know, it is vacation time and so it's good to have a little break. But they still got to keep their eyes open and looking. All right, let's get going. Oh, can we get ice cream? I don't know, Charlie. Let's get ice cream after we play at the beach and maybe probably like after dinner. That would be the best time for ice cream. Are you sure? Because I love it. And can we have it now? Nope, we gotta wait till later, said their parents. Charlie and Lulu loved ice cream. And do you love ice cream as much as they do and me? Oh, there's so many delicious flavors and toppings to put on. Oh my goodness, I just love it so much. Well, that's a good point. We should probably not eat the ice cream now and have it later after dinner time. That's best, because then, or else our tummies will hurt. Well, Charlie and Lulu loved playing at the beach, and as they were driving there, they were going to meet their grandparents there who were driving in a different golf cart. Their four grandparents had a super fast one, almost as fast as Charlie and Lulu's golf cart. And as they were driving to the beach, do you know another thing they had to do? They had to stop and see their friends, the deers. The deer on this island were very friendly and loved to say hi. And so they always drove past where the deer lived to say hi to their friends before they headed to the beach. All right, guys, we gotta get to the beach. The sun is out and the waves are nice and calm and it's a beautiful day. Let's go. Bzz, 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 bzz. That's our Spy Kid beeper, Lulu. We gotta listen to that first. Hold on. The golf cart screeched to a stop and the message said,
Charlie and Lulu, we have a terrible emergency to tell you, but unfortunately your grandparents have been abducted by a sea monster at Fripp Island.
What? Our grandparents, all four of them, have been abducted? Charlie couldn't believe what he was hearing, but the message continued.
Yes, we have it under a good authority that the sea monster is working with Dr. Stinky Breath, and he's using your parents as hostages in exchange for secret information on how to break into the hard drive that Dr. Stinky Breath has. So please keep an eye out. Over and out.
What are we going to do? Charlie couldn't believe it. His grandparents had been, like, kidnapped by a sea monster. Ah! They raced over to the beach, and sure enough, they saw the golf cart of their grandparents, but their grandparents were surely missing. Someone had definitely taken them. Charlie and Lulu immediately started following the footprints, because footprints are the biggest clues that spy kids always keep an eye out for. And they started hiking around, and the footprints led all the way to the ocean. It's like, oh, I bet our grandparents were like looking for shells. They probably walked down to the beach, walked down to the water, and as they were waiting for us to get here, they were picking up shells, said Lulu. But then look, there's something crazy happened over here. And that must be where the sea monster came. Well, don't worry, guys. The sea monster definitely did not eat the grandparents, because the sea monster just wanted to trade the grandparents for secret information about the hard drive of Kitch Spy Kids. All right, we need to keep an eye out. What are we going to do, Lulu? Well, let's go in the water and maybe take a look around. Charlie and Lulu jumped into the water with their goggles on and started to look around for clues or something, but nothing was there. And then they had an idea. What about all our deer? They're all over the island and they're always talking to each other. I wonder if they saw something. Let's go. Charlie and Lulu ran over to where the deer were eating some delicious grass, and they asked the deer, "Hey guys, did you happen to see some kind of sea monster jump up and grab my grandparents?" Oh, okay, thank you. Well, I don't know if you can talk deer, but Charlie and Lulu can. And the deer said that they did see some silly-looking creature. It was actually, it looked like a bunny, like a big white bunny with big white ears. But I guess it lives under the water in the ocean. That's really strange. Well, this bunny, it looks like it tied up the grandparents and put them in a submarine and they zoomed off in the water. At least that's what the deer said. It's kind of hard to believe that a bunny would be the one jumping out of the water. I didn't know bunnies liked the ocean, but... All right, Lulu, at least we got some clues. Let's get to work. Charlie and Lulu started wading into the water to look for some clues of a submarine or some kind of underwater boat. And there it was. There were like tracks in the water, like a trail that I think the machine or the submarine thing was dragging on the bottom of the ocean on the sand. And oh, look over there. Charlie and Lulu could see something shining not that far off into the ocean. And as they put their ears underwater, they could hear a muffled shout. I think that's our grandparents. Look, over there. Underwater, just a little ways offshore, there was the submarine. And they could see the ears of a big, white, fluffy bunny swimming around in the water. And they started splashing and making a big scene so that the bunny would come over and talk. And the bunny said,
"Oh, we've been looking for you, Charlie and Lulu."
"Hey, you can't take my grandparents. You need to let them go right now."
"Oh, certainly we will. Right after you hand over the encryption code to the hard drive. You see, our team has been working on that hard drive for weeks, and we still can't figure it out."
"All right, we don't have that, and we're not going to give it to you, but you need to let our grandparents go."
"You have 5 minutes. Go."
And the bunny jumped back into the ocean and swam away.
"We have 5 minutes, Lulu. What are we going to do?" Charlie shouted.
"Ooh, I think Lulu came up with an idea, she said. What if we call into Spy Kid headquarters and figure out some kind of way to trick this bunny into thinking that he got the real thing to unlock the hard drive, but it's a fake one. And then we can get our grandparents back. Perfect. They called into HQ and radioed in their idea for a secret fake pretend code to unlock the hard drive. And HQ quickly came up with a great plan. They put the code on a little thumb drive and sent it over to Charlie and Lulu, who were waiting at the beach. They took the thumb drive and started waving it in the air. Hello, Mr. Bunny, where are you?
I'm right over here in the water. You must toss me the thumb drive, and then I'll let your grandparents go.
Okay, do you promise? I need to see all the grandparents out right away, Charlie said. The grandparents immediately started popping up out of the water.
Charlie, Lulu, you saved us.
The grandparents were so relieved to be set free from this terrible, stinky trap in the submarine. Did you know submarines are kind of stinky? Yeah, well, these grandparents were stuck in a very stinky submarine with this silly rabbit. And as the rabbit swam away, thinking that he had found the secret code, Charlie and Lulu were hugging their grandparents and feeling very relieved that they only passed on a fake pretend code that was not going to unlock the hard drive.
Great job, Charlie and Lulu. You guys not only saved your grandparents, but you also tricked the bad guys into thinking that they figured out the hard drive, but they didn't. You saved the day. We'll see you later. Have a good trip at Fripp Island. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Wow, what an amazing adventure. If you want your own adventure, go to kidsshortstories.org. Send me your idea with your name and, you know, maybe some fun things that you really like. Or if you have a short story idea that you want, fill out the form and send it to me. And I'm going to pick the best ones to turn into a really fun short story. And you don't have to think about a whole story if you only have just a little idea. I can turn it into something really epic. Well, we'll see you next time. Bye!